Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Well, it's either an after-school special where somebody's spilling paint on your shirt again, or it's time for the Masters.
Tradition unlike any other.
Not exactly. Round ball rock, is it?
No.
Golf, 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 golf. Pretty stuffy tournament, most of professional golf is, but maybe never more stuffy than it is at the Masters. Now, Kelly, you made your home in Harlem, Georgia, which is, what, adjacent to Augusta, like a suburb?
Oh, yeah. Harlem, Georgia's like 30 minutes away from where they do the Masters.
Okay. And you've told us, but for people that may not know, because that golf course, people talk about it with such reverence as being one of the most beautiful places you can go.
Oh, yeah.
Especially if you're a golf fan. But the surrounding area is not quite the same beloved jewel.
It's not. Augusta is like a city of shopping centers. And, you know, it looks like 80s, 90s, early 2000s style shopping centers.
Like strip malls.
Yeah,
sell your gold here.
Exactly. And a lot of them are empty now. But what's crazy, though, in the last few years that I've gone back to Augusta, they've revived a lot of that.
That's
or
awesome.
Or they've knocked them down and made it parking lots for the Masters.
That just put all their eggs in that basket. Mm-hmm. That makes sense. Well, so the Masters have been on CBS primarily every year since 1956.
I was going to say, I thought it was my whole life.
Yes. And for many years, they were only allowed to air Saturday and Sunday because typical golf, pro golf tournaments, 4 days, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And it wasn't until later where, I forget, it might be ESPN who does Thursday and Friday now. But it's still CBS on Saturday. Legendary broadcasters, Vin Scully, Pat Summerall, Vern Lundquist, Jim Nance, key roles over the years. Mm-hmm. But like everything else, Augusta National Golf Club, has very strict rules.
Yes.
You know, there are many things in which they're stuck in the past in, you know, like they're, it's always remarkable when you see their concession prices compared to other sporting events, you know, even low level sporting events, much less the highest of high where you can get like an egg sandwich for $2 or a soda for a buck or whatever. It's remarkable, you know, and there's other places they're way behind, you know, like civil rights and ladies and whatnot, but they're catching up. We were talking about this morning, Steve and I were.
I'm looking at the concession items, 2026. Egg salad, $1.50. Chicken salad on honey wheat, $3. Masters Club, $3. Drinks, domestic or imported beer, $6. White wine, $6. Soft drinks, $2. Yeah. Coffee, $2.
And people always say they're like the best sandwiches ever.
Oh, yeah.
We were talking about, Tommy looked it up this morning because we said, you won't believe when they started allowing members that weren't white dudes at Augusta. And women was what, 2000, the first female member was 2012. And we were talking about how much times have changed. In 2000, we were in the Princeton studios for the Hawk, I remember. And there was a story about how there were women protesting. And I can't remember the lady's name. I swear her name was Martha something, who was leading the protest. And some radio stunt guy from a show in Atlanta went out there and was holding up signs that said, "Make me a sandwich," and everything else. And the whole world was on his side back then.
Oh my God.
Which is really crazy to think about. Including us. We were like, yeah, make a sandwich. It's their club. Now I'm like, that is.
I remember that was, a billion years ago when I was doing commentaries. That was one of my first ones. And it was like, I think my take was that women should be allowed. It's just tragic that somebody so ugly is trying to make it happen.
Oh. Yeah,
I believe that's true.
It's better when you're pretty.
Thank you for being an advocate.
Yeah.
No more compliments, please. All right. Well, so the broadcast, they also have very strict rules. Like I said, they didn't even allow them to broadcast the first two rounds until way, way later, like into the 90s or the 2000s. But here are 9 words or phrases they're not allowed to say during the broadcast, according to the deal they signed with Augusta National. I will tell you what it is. You speculate why. Fans. Why can't they say fans in the broadcast?
Does it like cheapen the overall tone saying fans?
When you're on the right track, yeah.
Like it's the root of fanatic and they don't want fanatics there?
That's correct. What do they want them to be called?
Admirers?
Nope.
Spectators? Admirers.
No, not spectators.
Attendees?
No. It sounds more official.
Sophisticated.
And sophisticated, yeah. Any other guesses?
Par standers?
No. There's no puns.
Oh, the gallery?
There's no puns at Augusta. No. No. I mean, they would be allowed to use that term referring to them there. But the gallery today filled with?
Fairway bugs.
Onlookers.
No, not onlookers. It's not a car wreck.
Because sometimes.
Wannabes. Losers.
Nope. Patrons.
Oh, patrons.
Patrons. Okay.
Lame.
It is. Yeah, it is
pretty... All right.
You know, it's more lame than that. This just happened.
Oh, you're.
Oh, good.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. No,
just
that's
got to shut down.
That's right. I can pull
Steve,
up the list
have to
over
take
here.
Over.
Yeah. No problem. Oh, it's April 1st. Free beer. Do you think that this is the ghost of 7 years ago?
Oh,
coming
man.
Back to haunt you?
Maybe. I just deleted everything on my iPad, so I guess yeah. So. I might be back.
Okay. Next on the list, you just said you did fans. Next on the list, rough. You know, meaning like not the fairway.
Yeah. When you go off into the taller grass, everywhere else, it's called the rough.
Yeah, they
right?
say virtually every player will end up in the rough at some point during the Masters, but you won't hear the deep grass referred to by that term if you're watching it on television. What do they ask broadcasters to use instead of the word rough?
Like brush?
Nope.
No.
That's not better.
That's not.
The tall grass?
Nope.
Closer.
No, it's got to sound hoity-toity.
The grassy knoll.
No, it's nope. not less murdering.
No.
The native greens or nope. something?
They say mm-hmm. they specifically
the long
say
turf.
There is no rough at Augusta National.
Yeah. That's the background.
A tall fescue.
If the fairway is cut as the fairway, what is the area outside the fairway?
The unfairway.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be unfair.
Yeah. Actually, that would yeah. This is unfair way.
I don't know.
The second cut. Oh, he's in the second cut.
Oh, in the second cut.
You mean the rough?
I kind of like that, yeah.
He's
not
in
the rough.
Second cut.
It's the style guide they expect people to say. All right. Are there sand traps at Augusta?
Of course there are, free beer.
Oh, there can't be a sand trap.
No. No. That's for poverty urchins.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What do you call it when it's for the hoity and toity?
Well, that's a bunker, right?
We gotta go hoitier and toitier.
Yeah, I think.
Nope. Bunkers is it.
Really?
Only bunkers.
Oh. That seems
they are bunkers.
Yeah, that seems too like derogatory for a golfer.
Yeah, right. Augusta National features a grand total of 44 bunkers filled with spruce pine sand sourced exclusively from North Carolina. 12 of them line the fairway, while the other 32 guard the green. Those obstacles may be called sand traps by golfers, but they are bunkers for everyone else.
Okay.
All right. When you play 18, you play the first 9, you make the turn, as they say. Maybe hit the clubhouse, go to the bathroom, grab a drink. What do you call the next 9 holes?
The back 9.
Yeah. The back 9.
Yeah.
No.
Oh.
Oh.
No. That implies they're secondary.
The.
But in fact, some of the most difficult and memorable holes at Augusta are on holes 10 through 18. Mm-hmm. What are they supposed to call them?
The secondary stretch.
You're on the right track.
The second 9?
The second 9.
That's stupid.
Why do they not want you to say back 9? It's not as I implied that it somehow makes them lesser.
Because of the layout of the course or something?
Nope, it's even dumber.
Because every hole is always in front of you?
What does back 9 make you think of?
Your back door? Like booty hole? Really?
Yep, your butt.
Yeah. It's too close to the phrase backside, which refers
oh
to
God.
The anus and buttock cheeks.
Oh, is man. Okay, we're more getting over. Here we are halfway through. Now we're to the ass. Oh, I can't even say what I was going to say.
Holes?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that was
I didn't
so
realize
close.
Until I was saying it that I was saying it.
Because yeah, you were, I was you thinking were creating a new term.
Two separate words.
The wind of H came out of your mouth.
Yeah,
too.
I know.
So close.
God, they should be called that. Like, if we ever opened a golf course, our back nine would be the...
Yeah.
But they can't say back nine because it sounds too much like backside.
Yes.
That is the oldest and whitest thing I've ever heard.
How about twosome? You can't say twosome.
No, because that's like sex.
I guess so.
It's too close to threesome.
Yes.
Yeah, and,
a
but
pair?
They say foursome.
A form of pair. A pairing. You could also say grouping if they were using trios, the tee off together on Thursday.
No, that's a menage a trois.
Yeah.
We're going for a three-way. Do they have a final round there?
Of course not.
No, what
no,
is it?
Because Augusta never ends or something, probably, right?
Oh, I take it back. They don't have a fourth round there. Guess what they have?
A final round.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't know how you
do.
Got it. That was very quick, Kelly.
Why can't they say fourth?
Because it's the final one.
Because attaching a number to it would make it seem like it's less important.
So they have the first round and the second round and the third round are opposed to that. You're not allowed to say round one or round two. You have to say first, second, or third. And then the fourth round is not fourth round. It's final round.
Final round.
All right. And here's one. I'm surprised lots of them don't do this. They ask that the golf's four major tournaments are the only ones that aren't met with corporate sponsors. Like the Waste Management Open in Phoenix. Used to just be the Phoenix Open many, many years ago, but it's been the Waste Management Open in Phoenix for many, many years.
Is that the one where the...
It's rowdy.
Yeah, it's real rowdy on that one hole.
But when the broadcast is going on for the Masters, they are not allowed to say the corporate sponsors of other tournaments. So, for example, if they refer to the fact that Brian Harman won the Valero Texas Open earlier this year, they are not allowed to say the Valero Texas Open. It's just the Texas Open.
Oh.
Okay, I understand that.
That makes sense. No free rides. We learned that from Gene Simmons of Kiss.
Yeah, of course.
Hoity-toity, man.